Support for NPR comes from the Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication, on the web at annenbergfoundation.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Three former Urbana school officials pleaded guilty, not guilty, yesterday to charges of failing to report child abuse complaints against John White. The former grade school teacher is now serving a 60-year prison sentence for child molestation. Former Thomas Paine School principal Janice Bradley, former District 116 Human Resource Director Carmelita Thomas, and former Superintendent Jean Amberg all face misdemeanor charges. Amberg's lawyer Tony Novak says he will prove his client did everything to protect the children of the Urbana school system.
You have to understand, Dr. Amberg is a superintendent of a school system that has 750 employees, not to mention thousands of students. And Dr. Amberg does not take every action on his own, but delegates, as any person that's in charge of 750 persons. But I can tell you that any information he received was acted upon immediately and has been documented.
Novak says Amberg has an unblemished 35-year record and has always acted responsibly. Champaign County Judge Richard Claus set the pretrial date for the three defendants for October 17th. If convicted, they could face up to 364 days in jail or a fine of $2,500. Come next year, all Illinois colleges and universities have to plan and practice for emergencies. Governor Rod Blagojevich has signed a bill yesterday that requires colleges to develop an emergency response plan and a campus violence prevention plan. The Campus Security Enhancement Act also demands a campus threat assessment team. Northern Illinois University President John Peters says it's necessary for colleges and universities to have an emergency operation plans in place, including plans to respond to campus violence. A former NIU graduate student opened fire in Cole Hall classroom on February 14th, killing five students before committing suicide. Central Illinois authorities say they raided an unlicensed puppy mill, seizing dozens of dogs. Authorities say the 55 dogs were living in filth and deplorable conditions. Many had no food or water. Dr. Kathleen McNomin is the Douglas County's Animal Control Administrator. She says many of the adult dogs had sores on their feet from living in wired cages. None arrests have been made so far in this case. The time, it's 6:30 past 7, this is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. After all the weeks of speculation and handicapping, Senator Barack Obama revealed his choice for running mate early this morning in a text message. It's Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. They'll start campaigning today at a rally in Springfield, Illinois. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us from Chicago, a town just north of Springfield, a couple hours north. Good morning, Ina.
Good morning, Scott.
And, of course, this text message is, I guess it's become the way you share important news these days. But it was leaking before that, wasn't it?
It was leaking before that. The signs started to show yesterday when some of the other people on the short list, Virginia Governor Tim Kaine and Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, let it be known that they had been told they were not Senator Obama's pick to be his running mate. So that was starting to point to Senator Biden almost by a process of elimination. But the Obama campaign promised their supporters that they'd be the first to know on these text messages or by email if they signed up on the website. And when news started to leak, in the wee hours, maybe around midnight, that Joe Biden was going to be the pick, they had to get those text messages out pretty fast, and they started texting people at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And so that's news that I guess a lot of people woke up to perhaps at an hour when they didn't expect to.
A couple of notes from Senator Biden's background. He's been in the Senate since Barack Obama was a child. He's run for president a couple of times. He was widowed. He's contended with a couple of brain aneurysms himself. Senator Obama said he wants someone who could be ready to step into the presidency on day one. And this does seem to be one of the overwhelming assets Senator Biden brings to the ticket, doesn't it?
Joe Biden was one of the youngest people ever elected to the Senate. He was elected when he was 29 years old, turned 30, which is the constitutional requirement, in time to actually take office. So he's got long experience. He's been on the Judiciary Committee. He's been head of the Foreign Relations Committee, which he is now. He's known for his expertise in that area. He just got back, in fact, from Georgia at the invitation of Mikhail Saakashvili.